This podcast is brought to you by Cross Catholic Outreach. Last year, Cross Catholic Outreach provided over 30 million meals to families in need around the world. Join us in our global effort to reduce material and spiritual poverty. Learn more at crosscatholic.org/bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we look at the Bible verse by verse. And I hope you've been enjoying these shows. I truly have, and I look forward to it every day. Today, we're going to delve a little deeper into the infancy narrative in Matthew's Gospel. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 2. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2. Those verses say, "Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him.'" So much going on here. Bethlehem was a very small village to the south of Jerusalem. And it's where David was anointed king back in the Old Testament. So it became to be known as the City of David. And ironically, it also means house of bread, you know, because Jesus is the bread of life. Ding, 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 right? Ding, 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 indeed. And Herod the king, who is Herod? Well, Herod the Great, he wasn't Jewish, of course, but he was ruler of Palestine during this time. And we're going to read more about him in the coming verses. But he took power in the area around 37 BC. And what's interesting is he knew a little bit about biblical prophecy, if you will. Because when the wise men, who were most likely astrologers from Persia, because they had the obsession with the star, and God kind of used that, and God used that to point them to where the Messiah was. It was also, that also showed that Jesus is for all people, Jews, Gentiles, because who came to see him first? It was Gentiles. It was the Magi. It was the wise men. But Balaam in the book of Numbers, in Numbers 24:17, says that a star will rise up and a scepter will rise up out of Israel. And in Numbers 24:18, says that Edom shall be disposed, or dispossessed, if you will. And what's interesting is that Herod the Great was an Edomite. So this kind of wasn't lost on him. So yes, Jesus definitely was a threat as the new Davidic king to his power. But this also went back to the Old Testament. This wasn't lost on Herod, or at least on his advisors who filled Herod in on what was going on. Okay? And we'll cover more about Herod in the next few verses. All right, so God bless you. Have a great day. Take care. Read your Bible.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seeing the rise in mindfulness meditation? But not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.